The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
Told you why I changed my mind. I go for my play with time.
Welcome to the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. I am one of your hosts, Dr. David Maddow, and this is the beginning of season two. And I just want to, before I bring my brother Rich in, just for one quick second, say thank you so much for the success that you have given us in season one. Our idea was to kind of come out with this podcast. It is a little bit different than all the other ones out there, because let's face it, there are a ton of them out there. And Rich and I just want to do something a little different, a little better, a little more interesting. And we, bottom line is, we really want to help you in your dental practices. And season one, I think, was a huge success, and we did exactly what we wanted. Season two is going to be even better, maybe crazier, but we'll find out in a second as I bring my brother, my co-host, Dr. Richard Maddow, right into the show. What's going on?
Hey, everybody in podcast land. Well, I just got to tell you, Dave, I know what? We are both so excited to start season two of the Dental Practice Fixers, and we really, really, really appreciate the comments that you have given us throughout season one. So thanks to our podcast listeners. For others, we've gotten mostly favorable comments. We got a few crankpots with some nasty comments, but we love those comments too. We just delete them immediately, but we still love them.
No, it just means people are listening, so exactly. It's okay with
Can't
us.
Can't please everyone,
that's
right?
Exactly right.
Something we also got was a lot of questions, and one of the things we'd like to do in season two is concentrate a little bit more on questions from our podcast audience. So we'll be getting to a lot of the questions. Still be doing our secret shopper calls, of course.
Which, by the way, it seems to be like one of the most popular parts of the show. So we cannot get rid of that. There's no way.
And if you haven't heard it yet, please check out the special episode. Maybe you'll want to call it a bonus episode. It was released fairly recently, where it's nothing but some of the best calls from season one, some of the best secret shopper calls from season one of the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. So be sure to check it out. Thanks for all the 5-star ratings and telling your friends and all those great things. That helps keep the lights on, as they say.
Yeah, I got an idea, by the way, Rich. If there's any way possible, let's crank up the calls a little bit for this season. I mean, let's take them to, like, if you know what I mean, like the next level.
I think we're going to take them to 11.
You think we can crank them up to 11?
I think so? Last season, maybe they were a 10. This season, we're going to crank them up to 11. They're going to be better, more instructional, and maybe even funnier and crazier.
What's funny, we've had people say, hey, I think it would be great if your entire show was just calls. And we thought about it, but we still want to give like information outside of the calls as well. So we're going to make it a nice combination. But the calls will be, I'd say, phenomenal this season.
They seem to be like the trademark of the Dental Practice Fixers.
I think
yeah.
So we have a question. We have a question that somebody wrote
yes,
in or called. Do they write in? Do they call in? Do they go on the Dental Place?
Actually, this question was posted on our Facebook group, The Dental Place. So if you're not a member of The Dental Place, please be sure to do that. Go on Facebook. It's a discussion forum. We know there are a million dental discussion forums on Facebook.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
The Dental Place doesn't have 20,000 members, nor do we want 20,000 members, but we try to keep it free from a lot of fluff and a lot of BS. And, you know, for a lot of people, Facebook is like going back to middle school with these stupid, petty arguments. It doesn't happen on The Dental Place. We also don't have people pimping their products and services every second, except us, of course, because, hey, it's our group. But
we
try to keep that to a minimum.
And keep it to a minimum. We don't overdo it. But I tell you something, Rich, you go into some of these other groups, and it's just, I hate to say it like this, it's a pimp fest. It's incestuous. Just the same people pimping their stuff.
Not only pimping their stuff, but also they just keep telling each other how great they are. And again, I'm sure there are a lot of great people in all these other groups, but they tend to attract people who think like putting up an inspirational meme every day makes them some kind of expert in dentistry. Well, guess what? It doesn't. You can get 1,000 likes, but you know what? You can't take those likes to your practice to have them help you and earn you more income and fund your retirement. You can't do that with Facebook likes, but you can do it with great information.
I'm in big trouble then.
Yeah, big, big trouble.
Huge. So
anyway, check out The Dental Place. I believe is it facebook.com/groups /dentalplace123, something like that.
Totally got it. I think that's pretty darn accurate.
If that's not right, you can just go and search for the dental place, and you have to answer some very tough questions like, are you alive? And then we'll let you in.
How many days are in a year?
Right, exactly. Well, don't do that on a leap year. It can get very tricky.
Exactly.
Well, hey, since we were talking about questions, we're going to really try to focus on questions from listeners this year. So let's start with this one. It was actually posted on the dental place, which is fun because you get other people's opinions as well. It's from Shannon Kistler Hale. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Shannon. Shannon Kistler Hale. She writes in and says, why are general dental and pedo offices continuing to have assistants do, and this is in quotes, child profies? I find this unethical and insurance fraud. I find calculus on almost all children, and I always subgingerly remove and disturb bacterial biofilm around every single tooth. It sucks. That's in all caps. It sucks to see a patient in private practice for the first time at 18 or older that has had a dental assistant clean their teeth. It's so disappointing and a huge mess, often requiring 4346 follow-up 1110. I'm honest and respectful to the patient and parent that the care they were receiving was inadequate. I guess that I made the mistake that everybody thinks like I do when they provide the best possible care and work in practices with the same philosophy. I'm lucky to work with amazing people. It really saddens me. It's either ignorance or greed. Probably the latter. Ooh, ignorance and greed. What a combination.
I think we should edit that down a little bit. That was a lot. It's a lot of stuff there. I think the question could have been asked a simple, hey, what do you think about assistants doing child profies?
Right, and Jerry Seinfeld's talking, what's up with these assistants doing child profies? It's unethical.
First of all, is that a big thing? I mean, do most pedo offices and even general offices have the assistant profing the kids? That's doesn't sound right to me.
I certainly never did it in my practice.
No way, neither.
And I don't want to rat on anyone that I used to work for when I was an associate before I had my own practice, but I'll just say I have seen this.
Really?
That was many, many years ago. But look, Shannon sees it happening now. I'm sure it's happening all over the place.
So I'm wondering, and I don't know the answer to this, Rich, maybe you do, are there some states that actually it is, I think there are some states that it is legal for the assistant, maybe it's an EFTA or something, to actually do a profi, I'm guessing.
But Child profi.
Child profi, but I'm sure she's referring to a state that absolutely it's not legal.
Yes, let's assume it's not legal.
Well, I mean, my opinion is, if it's not legal, why are you doing it? I mean, if it's not legal, there's a reason it's not legal, and it is unethical to have an assistant who was not trained as a dental hygienist or a doctor to be performing a procedure that they're not qualified to do or not trained to do. That is not right. Let's face it. I don't think anybody would say this is okay to do. Now, offices might be doing it to cut costs or just be free the hygienist up to do the more, you know, the more productive patients or something, but it's totally not cool. I don't recommend it at all.
How would you feel if you were the mom and found out that your kid was getting an illegal profi from somebody who wasn't properly trained or licensed to do that procedure?
I'd be pissed as hell.
Let's just say the
analogy would be like, I went to a doctor. I'm just making this up on the spot, but I went to a dermatologist and I look like pretty clean. So the dermatologist said to the assistant, you know, Dr. Dave Matto looks pretty clean. Just go ahead and do a quick skin check. If you see anything, let me know. And I'd be pissed as hell.
Oh, by the way, right. See if you can pop that pimple on his forehead.
Oh, you saw that?
You and John Lennon. it's doing a procedure.
It is actually doing a medical or dental, in this case, a dental procedure that you're not authorized to do. Totally illegal, not cool.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Dave, we both know each other's horror stories of the practices we worked in before we had our own practices. But I got to tell you, I was working in this practice. I won't say the dentist's name, but he let an assistant do x-rays that wasn't x-ray certified. Now, it didn't seem like that big of a deal. The x-rays were great. She was really good at it, but she was not legally allowed to do
x-rays. I would say the x-rays were pretty darn good, though, right?
They were good.
No cone cuts?
No cone cuts.
Okay.
No coffee stains.
Okay. Oh, let her do it.
Besides the point, right?
It's totally besides the point.
So, she got pissed at him for something and turned him in.
Oh.
And he wound up getting published in that publication that says all the sins the dentists have.
Right.
I think he was fined or I don't know, penalized. He had to sit in the penalty box. Something bad happened to him. And he was so humiliated. He actually wound up retiring shortly thereafter.
Wow.
And if he hadn't let her do that, no matter how pissed she got at him, mm-hmm. she couldn't have complained to the board that he was doing anything illegal.
I think the bottom line is there is a reason that the board issue, the state board issues dental licenses, hygiene licenses. There's a reason for that. I mean, Rich, not that long ago, I think it was within the past year for sure, that dentist, I can't remember what state, maybe Texas, but I could be totally wrong. Oh, I say dentist loosely in quotes, because there was somebody working for one of the DSOs doing dentistry every single day, and she turned out not to be a licensed dentist. You remember that?
Yeah, it was unbelievable, because you think of anything, those DSOs, those are publicly held corporations with lawyers and HR departments and all that stuff. You think if anyone would have fished this illegal dentist out, it would have been them. But yet some unlicensed, it was a woman,
right.
unlicensed,
right.
practicing at one of the major DSOs.
Uh-huh. Now, let me ask you a question. Suppose, let's just say hypothetically, her crowns, her implants, whatever she, her composites.
How'd she even know to do a crown prep?
But let's go with me on this one. Suppose she did great clinical work. Would that matter? Would that change anything? Suppose she was like the best clinician around.
Well, if it were, you know, one of the DSOs, she probably was. Still illegal.
That's the point. So if you think your assistant is doing like the best cleanings, and she or he, and it won't be sexist here, is doing a great job, it's not legal. You can't do it.
Send them to hygiene school.
Exactly.
If you want them to do profies that badly.
Right.
You know, it's funny. I know another time in my practice, my front desk person, my office manager, Carol, she was just fantastic. She worked for the previous dentist before I bought the practice. And I remember one time a patient came in. It was an emergency patient. It was after hours. They paid cash. They even joked around with Carol. Oh, I bet Dr. Maddow's going to love this. And Carol went to hand me the cash because she said, that's the way that Dr. Bob did it. And I said, absolutely not. We've got to do it legally. This needs to be completely annotated, registered. I have to pay taxes on all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I would have loved to have stuck a couple $100 of cash into my pocket. Who wouldn't?
You didn't take the cash?
But then you have to think.
You kidding me?
If people in your office know that you do things that are cheating or unethical, then what else do they think? And what else do they think they can get away with?
That's exactly right. And not only that, kind of the example you gave before, it takes one disgruntled employee, not gruntled, but disgruntled employee that knows what's going on to turn you into, who knows, the state board, the IRS, whatever it might be. It's not worth it.
It's totally not worth it at all. It kind of reminds me to go off on a little tangent here. There was a thread on the dental place. There was this practice. I think they were in Las Vegas. Apparently a really fantastic practice. And they posted some holiday pictures on their Facebook group of their holiday party. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
If you know exactly what I'm talking about, what was in the pictures?
Well, I'm assuming this was the dentist. It was a woman. She's kind of dressed up as like some kind of holiday, maybe even Santa Claus. She's dressed up and she's got this guy. I don't even know if the guy was part of the office.
He looked
or
like
not.
He was a stripper to me.
He did.
I could be wrong, but I think he was a stripper.
I remember one of the pictures very, very clearly. This guy was like grabbing her from behind. And he's in a position where, you know, they could have had kids. Yeah. That's what it looked like.
It's a nice way to put it.
And possibly did. And she had like this smile on her face, like kind of like it was like give me more. Right. Isn't that what it looked like? That, like, give it to me. And they posted this on Facebook to like market their practice. Yeah,
unbelievable. And this is what's going on at the holiday party. And look, Dave and I are not prudes in any way. We've all done numerous crazy things in our lives that would make you blush if you heard about them. I'm not saying it's good or it's bad, but my point is we're not choir boys. But we also know that you do that kind of stuff in your office, and then that dental assistant gets upset about something, or a dental assistant in your office gets upset about something. The next thing you know, you're going to wind up in court. She's going to be saying that there's, I can't think of the term. What's the term? It's not sexual harassment. It's something workplace. I can't believe neither of us can think of this.
Something workplace. Okay. Well, you know, thing is, you get these when you get to be over 60. At least you're over 60 now too.
That's right. Between season one and season two, I turned 60.
By the way, you had a great party.
Thank you, that was fantastic. Thanks for joining me.
It's hostile work environment.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, you want to wind up in court with somebody accusing you of a hostile work environment and then have them show these pictures to the judge mm-hmm. and say, here's an example of what goes on in our practice. You're done.
The sad thing about that, about an employee claiming anything like that, is that whether you're guilty or not, you've got to defend yourself. So whether or not you're assistant is giving pro fees, whether you've got somebody taking radiographs, you still have to defend yourself if somebody goes after you. Now, if you're doing something wrong, you got a real problem. So it's, you know, I guess the bottom line is in the rule that how Rich and I live our lives and our business and whatever we do is like, if you don't do anything wrong, if you don't cross the line into something illegal, you never really have to worry. Just be ethical in your life and in your business, your practice. Do it the right way. And then you can put your head on the pillow at night and say, nobody's going to come after me for this because I'm kind of doing it right.
You can still do crazy stuff. You can still have fun.
Totally. But, we do. Again, like you just said, we do crazy stuff. But again, when it comes to like legality, well, pretty much stay on the right side of the law and you'll generally be okay.
Besides the right side.
The right side is the side. Let's see. Here's the center. Just be on the right. Just be on the side that you're not going to get like thrown into jail about something. Or, you know, defend yourself in court.
A famous movie director once said, "Do the right thing." Or that was the name of one of his movies. Anyway.
Who was that?
Spike Lee.
Oh,
do the right thing.
Do the right.
We all know what the right thing is.
That's the thing. I think
it doesn't mean you can't do crazy stuff with consenting adults outside of the workplace. You know, it doesn't mean.
Sounds like a fun weekend.
Exactly. Doesn't mean you can't do things that other people might say are edgy and crazy, but illegal, you're asking for trouble. All right. Good question. Thank you so much, Shannon. We really, really appreciate that. We're going to go into the secret shopper call of the week in just a second, but I just want to give you a quick reminder, or maybe if you didn't listen to season one, this won't be a quick reminder at all, but just new information for you. There's a brand new way to do credit card processing. It will save you tons of money. And best of all, you don't get that percentage markup from the bank or the credit card processor. There's no markup after the credit card company does whatever they do. It's just a low monthly fee. We've told a lot of practices about this and they're all saving money. So please check it out. The company's called Fat Merchant. It's Fat with two T's. And of course, since you're listening to the Dental Practice Fixers, we've arranged a special deal for you, a free terminal when you sign up. Just go to www.fatmerchant.com/LP/Maddow. M-A-D-O-W. Now, don't spell out slash. It's a little slash symbol. So it's Fat Merchant with two T's, F-A-T-T, merchant.com/LP/Maddow. And you will take the first step towards better credit card processing and saving a ton of money. What do you think?
And it ain't no backslash. It's a forward slash.
Does anybody use backslash anymore?
Some people, you know, the funny thing is some people like say backslash, but they actually mean forward slash. So it's just a slash.
I didn't think there was a place for backslash in today's society.
It's the old, maybe more MS-DOS type thing. Backslash type
thing. Yeah, guitar player for Guns N' Roses told me it's slash.
Right. But I will say something, Rich. We've heard a lot of great feedback from our followers, friends, anybody in the dental community who is using Fat Merchant now, and they've had great, great things to report from Fat Merchant. So
we love like taking it into this modern tech era. They've got a dashboard so you can follow all your activity, all kinds of cool stuff. Just do yourself a favor and check it out.
Yeah, and we love associating ourselves with companies that just do great things and help our listeners and dental friends. So yeah, check them out.
Absolutely.
Should we do a call?
Let's do a really good one for episode.
You want to do like the best ever, but we have to just keep getting better.
We don't
and better.
Know until we do that it's the best ever. That's okay. The problem. Let's do a cool one.
Let's try one right now.
Okay.
For quality assurance, this call may be recorded.
Thank you for calling Dental. This is Melissa. How may I help you?
Hi, Melissa. I have a question. Do you all see children?
We certainly do.
Oh, you do? Because I'm trying to find a place. My son has had very bad luck at the dentist, and I'm just trying to find like the right dental place. Hold. Herbert, I'm on the phone, please. Son, just be quiet. How old does a child have to be to come to the dentist?
Generally? We see them as young as a year old.
Really? Really? 1 year old? Mm-hmm. Wow. And what do you normally do, like on the first visit? What would happen?
Hygienist will take him back, explain everything to him. Try to clean his teeth. How old is he?
He's like six.
He's six.
Six. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And if he will allow us to, we'll try to get some X-rays. Wait.
Herbert. I'm on the phone I'm on the phone with the dentist right now. Herbert, Herbert. Please be quiet. I'm talking to the dentist right now. Quiet, son. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, and she will clean his teeth, try to get any x-rays that are needed, and then the doctor will come in and do the exam.
He thinks the dentist's going to hurt on the,
No.
Herbert, she said that Herbert, the dentist will not hurt you on the first visit. Herbert, listen to me. Do you want dessert tonight?
I don't care.
What do I do with him? I mean, God, he needs to go to the dentist, right? But he just refuses to go. Somehow he just doesn't like the dentist.
Explain this to him. Maybe this will help. But ask him if he wants to have all of his teeth so he's able to eat his food.
Herbert, do you want to have all your teeth? Do you want to have all your teeth to eat your food? Herbert, the question I'm asking you now, son, is do you want to have all your teeth to eat your food even when you get older? You'll eat oatmeal. You don't care about your teeth. Maybe he doesn't care about his teeth. I don't know. Ay, ay, ay. I mean, what do you do with a kid like this?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's been a problem. Herbert, stop crying. Herbert. Stop your sulking now. Herbert, do you think it would be good if you talked to Herbert? Would that work? Explain to him.
Yeah, let me talk to him.
Explain what you do. Herbert, the dentist wants to talk to you, Herbert. You don't want to talk to her? I don't know. He's not in the mood to talk right now.
Maybe another day.
Maybe we'll try day. That.
Just try to approach it, you know, in a calm manner.
Yeah.
Is there anything medically that we need to be aware of?
Hold on. Herbert, you don't have any medical issues, Herbert, do you? Any medical problems? He's pretty well. Other than his tantrum sometimes, he's pretty good. Herbert, stop sulking.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, because you don't want to, because once they have a bad experience,
yeah,
that kind of just does it for them.
Yeah.
So if he's not ready to come now, I wouldn't force the issue because it's going to make matters worse. Maybe give it a few months.
You don't have to go. You don't have to go now. We'll wait a few months, Herbert. Stop it. Stop it now. Okay, sorry. And I'm going to tell your mom about this too, Herbert. Okay, well, thank you very much for your help. I really appreciate that. Thank you so
much. Oh, you're
welcome.
You, so you know, just try to be patient with him because if he's already had a traumatic experience, you know, that's what he's focusing on.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
So just, you know, just try to keep explaining to him, you know, not now, but maybe in a few days from now. You know how... Excuse me, I keep losing my voice here.
No problem.
How important it is to keep your teeth and how important it is to have the cleanings because that involves your overall health.
Right, exactly. We'll try to educate him and we'll get back to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Well, I think that about wraps up the first episode of season 2. We'll see you soon.
And poor Herbert, that poor kid. I mean, he just does not want to go to the dentist. What can you do? Thanks, everybody. See you next time.